Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Bangs on top of bangs for Luka Doncic. The game-breaking moment of the weekend, the shot heard around the world. But now, more breaking news in the world of sports. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chiney Agwumike. And Chiney, we're all in here during the break. We're having a fun time. We're talking about how Church actually has some certified bangers in the arsenal when it comes to songs, right? Like, the whole crew's in here singing. We were having a good time.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, judgment came down.
Yes, judgment came down in the form of an Adrian Wojnarowski tweet. And again, something we all saw coming after the Philadelphia 76ers were swept by the Boston Celtics yesterday. But our own Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted that the Philadelphia 76ers have fired their coach, Brett Brown, sources tell ESPN. Woj followed up with a tweet, Brown's dismissal is expected to be a precursor for more upheaval with the 76ers, whose senior leadership, including general manager Elton Brand, will begin exploring changes in the front office structure, sources said. So more information there from Woj, who, and you and I were both guests on Brian Windhorst and the Hoop Collective podcast last night that dropped today, and that was one of the questions was it going to stop with Brett Brown? Chiney, do you ultimately think that there are larger changes? Do we think Elton Brand is safe in this situation?
I think I'm inclined to think that it stops with Brett Brown just because we've been trying to figure out, like, okay, what's the problem? Is it the players being receptive? Is it them meshing? I think health has been a big issue, and that health has not helped Brett Brown's tenure, you know, with the 76ers. But it all really comes down to having an ear of the players and being able to understand, I can motivate these guys. I can get the most out of these guys. We are seeing guys like Luka Doncic perform despite not having, you know, Kristaps Porzingis on the floor. Clearly, there's an ability of coaches to inspire and invoke, you know, change in given different situations. So I think it was clear also that Brett Brown was not the guy for these star players. So that's going to be exit stage left. And then now we will see what happens with leadership in that coaching position. And also, they're going to have some real conversations the next few days about how we need to go all in on this talent. We can't have you guys thinking 50-50. You have to be all in, because if we're making this decision and erring on the side of the players, finding a new voice there, then you have to give us your all in return and get yourself right so that you can be healthy when it matters most, especially in the playoffs.
Following up, by the way, on the questions about Elton Brand and his future, Woj followed up with another tweet just now. The franchise's plan is that Brand will continue to oversee basketball operations, sources said, but the personnel and structure in the front office is undergoing significant evaluation and change is looming. Chiney and Golic Jr. reminding you the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as Jimmy Butler and the Heat battle the Pacers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. So we'll keep everyone up to date. Again, according to our own Adrian Wojnarowski, the Philadelphia 76ers have fired their head coach, Brett Brown, as of right now, and are beginning a search not only for that, for what is described as significant changes to the leadership and the front office structure, sources said. So we'll wait to see what happens with that. But it also does kind of lead to a larger conversation that we want to have right now here in One and Done about the future of the Sixers.
So much to say.
Are you good? Like, do you need a minute to breathe? Do you need some water?
So little time.
I'm trying to balance a lot right now.
One and Done.
All right, Chiney, going to lead things off here because we were talking about Brett Brown being fired by the Sixers as the move that we expected. We don't want anyone to lose their jobs ever, but we understand that comes with the territory at times. What happens next is harder and only got more complicated last night when Joel Embiid got on the microphone after the game. He was asked about how this uncertainty around the organization is going to affect his offseason, and he took that time to throw out there that, you know, I understand that my goal was to always be with the 76ers for all my career, and if that doesn't happen, then we'll go on from there. Offering that up himself in that situation in a way that sounded like it was something he was looking to get off his heart. One of my favorite coaches in all of sports is Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, who always said he didn't care going into a press conference what the media was going to ask him. He had a plan of what message he wanted to get out there and deliver, not only to his fans, but also to his team. Well, Joel Embiid is a guy who I'm going to give the credit of being smart enough to understand what he just did, which is put the wheels in motion. We don't know what the future of the process looks like for the Philadelphia 76ers. We know now that Brett Brown and that front office are going to undergo a significant overhaul. But on the player side, does that core of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid get a look? Well, what we know now is whatever happens going forward, and whether that is this team ultimately being able to put the pieces around those players or one of those players, maybe even Joel Embiid, wearing a different uniform before it's all said and done, we can very clearly see that will not happen without at least the input or acknowledgement from Joel Embiid within that and inside that machine that all might not be well. And hinting at that right now makes whatever happens trace back to this moment. Remember here and now, because where there's smoke, there's fire, and that match might have just been lit by Joel Embiid. Go! Oh, it's right. We hit him with the snaps around here. Always feel good when I can stick the dismount on that one. It's Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr. and Chinay Ogwumike hitting you with the one and done. And Chinay, on today, yours is a much more serious and I think a pretty impactful one about the relationship between you and the late Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, as you can tell, I'm wearing purple and gold, and that's a color I know being a member of the Los Angeles Sparks. LA is my home now, and today is August 24th, 8/24, Kobe Day, right off the heels of what should have been his 42nd birthday. Now, Kobe's impact transcends the game of basketball. Mamba mentality applies to every aspect of life. He defined it as a, quote, just trying to get better every day. It's the simplest form of just trying to get better at whatever you're doing. This applied to each and every detail of Kobe's life, not just for himself, but also for others. And this was even up until his final tweet where he celebrated LeBron James passing him to become third in scoring all time. He didn't just pass the torch to LeBron, though. He passed it to an entire generation of hoopers, Jason Tatum, Kyrie Irving. Even Kawhi Leonard trained with him in the offseason. And we all remember how he challenged Giannis Antetokounmpo publicly to go for MVP, which he did, and is now likely to repeat. Now, Kobe, he was ever present at women's basketball games with his daughter, and most famously saying that he didn't need a son because his daughters would carry on his legacy, period. Well, he didn't say period, but that's my part. He was the biggest ally we've ever had for us 80s and 90s babies who grew up watching and idolizing him and his game. He was everything. That perfect combination of loyal to his city, winner of multiple championships, fierce competitor, and most importantly, as we discover later on, human. In the words of Greg Popovich, he was a superhero who was actually human, who taught us that humanity is not defined by the biggest moments, but rather the small ones, ones that we experience every day. For Kobe.
It has been a somber day for a lot of people, and you've seen a lot of people sharing and remembering stories in that way publicly about Kobe Bryant. You saw the ad that Nike ran in his honor talking about being better. You heard it voiced by Kendrick Lamar, and that was what you just described there. That pursuit every day, consistent excellence over time, is such a difficult thing, and it's what truly separates the greats who are certainly talented the way Kobe Bryant was at a level that most couldn't dream of, but also driven and dedicated enough to attack every day with that mentality. And that is at the heart of all of this, and it's something that you talked about there. You got to experience firsthand. I know you had an encounter, running into Kobe Bryant, and I think these little instances that we hear all the time about the effect that he had on players on both the men and women side.
Yeah, I know we're going to talk about the Lakers game coming up and the importance of Anthony Davis and the Blazers in that matchup, but I would like to share, if we have time, next up about my personal experiences with Kobe and how it's one thing that I think a lot of people, as you mentioned, we all have these stories and he's impacted us, and you sort of look back and you're like, whoa, like he was that guy with every asset and every, aspect and facet of his life.
Absolutely. All right, so coming up next, we want to hear that story, go inside the locker room with an encounter that Chinay had with the late Kobe Bryant, as we get ready to look ahead to a comparatively lesser subject entirely and what happens with the Lakers tonight. It's Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chinay Ngola Jr., the podcast.
This got to be the crown jewel of 2003, right?
Oh my gosh.
This feels like the one.
In the club, bottles full of... Yo!
I feel like this is the difference. So we're celebrating 2003 today. The Trailblazers and the Lakers played over this weekend. Get ready to play tonight, and we'll get into the X factor in that game coming up outside of hopefully another quarter. Oh, you got a take on this one.
I feel like sometimes, the imperfection in those artists during those eras, like we're talking about 03, Melo, LeBron, celebrating this matchup and this moment in history, in NBA history. I'm exaggerating, but whatever. I feel like, Fitty, post getting, his altercations, he was He was good. Kanye, with his, you know, after his, you know, his
accident.
Surgery.
Yeah, jaw wired shut.
Chris Brown, after his lisp, that's when we got the yo.
That is true.
These artists, you know, in the early stages when they were just authentically themselves, like, that was good periods, you know, good Kanye, you know. Old
yeah, I can say back when, like, he was publicly defensible in ways that he's not now. Listen, you're talking to, like, a big-time Kanye stan, so through the wire. And this is what all this is. Like, all of these songs are the songs that, like, a young Mike Golic Jr. was watching the videos for on MTV2, eating my cereal, getting ready for school, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you were watching? I was watching Saved by the Bell. I think we swapped households or something.
that is true. I would say, considering my uncle was on the college years, like, you'd think that would have been the other way around and all
yeah,
this. But,
yeah, for sure. You know, were you a Saved by the Bells person?
Not overly. Like, again, I think I got so many questions about it because my Uncle Bob was on the college years that I sort of, like, pushed back. I was like, all right, like, I've heard enough about this.
Yeah,
but that
I'm
was
good.
That was big for you? Was it just, I'm assuming, the high school age, right?
It was the high school. We didn't transition to college. No.
Got it. There we go. We left that one in high school. Chinay Ngola Jr. here is brought to you by Cooper Tires. Go with great tires that do what tires should do and cost what tires should cost. Go with the Cooper Tires. And a bit of update and a bit of breaking news here that we read to you guys, courtesy of our own Adrian Wojnarowski. The Philadelphia 76ers have fired their head coach, Brett Brown, sources tell ESPN. Brown's dismissal is expected to be the precursor for more upheaval with the 76ers, whose senior leadership, including GM Elton Brand, will begin exploring changes in the front office structure, sources said. And just about a minute ago, Woj tweeted out a statement from Sixers managing partner Josh Harris, who said, quote, "We are really disappointed and know we let our fans down. It's unacceptable and it's important that we all hold ourselves accountable." There's that word. "We're going to be doing a real assessment of how we got here and expect that more changes will need to be made in order to get this organization back on track. This will be a crucial offseason for us, and we need to get it right." So, again, more response there from the Philadelphia 76ers.
I think that's kind of telling you the answer to the question, is the process over? They expect it to be over because clearly they're overhauling, especially with the coach and now changes in the front office. Like, the expectations are no longer we can wait, we can be patient. It's we need progress now.
We need progress, and we need to start making better decisions. And all this, we can talk about Sam Hinkie in the process, but there have been multiple GMs since then, and now we're going to go on to probably Elton Brand restructuring this front office in a way that almost feels like a third iteration of that post-process regime. So plenty more to keep an eye on with that. Plenty more as we get ready to look ahead with what's about to go on tonight with the Lakers. But we know today is 8/24. It's Kobe Day, coming a day after of what would have been his birthday this year had we not tragically lost him this season. And Chinay, as so many people are sharing and reflecting on their encounters with Kobe Bryant, I know you had one that came to mind when you were reflecting today.
So what's crazy is that this past season, our whole team had the opportunity to meet him at the U.S. Women's National Team game, their tour, the She Believes tour. So we went when they stopped in Los Angeles, the whole Sparks went, and then Kobe had a suite there because he always exposed his daughters to, as he mentioned all the time, greatness in all different forms. But also, especially when it's more so he exposed them to amazing women, you know, in the WNBA and also the U.S. Women's National Team, and just outside the purview of what we would expect, you know, with basketball. But, like, that was what immediately came. And I remember a couple days after the tragedy, I was thinking back. I was like, hold up. Did this really happen? So story time. What had happened was I was at Stanford University. It was my freshman year. And your girl is, like, one of those type of crazy freshmen where I was lucky and fortunate to have a big sister that stayed on me to make sure I played as hard as I could. Everyone said, man, neck is harder on you than the coach is on you. I'm like, yeah, but that's, you know how it's like to have siblings. And so I started as a freshman at Stanford. Not going to lie here, we ruled the Pac-10 back then. I was there for the Pac-10, and then the next following 3 years of my career was the Pac-12. And so the Pac-10 tournament was at Staples Center. And so we were so excited to have an opportunity as, you know, players, women especially, to go and play at Staples Center for our tournament. So we go in for, and since we were the top seed at Stanford, we won, you know, the conference in general, we got the best locker room, and the best locker room was the Lakers locker room. So we go into the Lakers locker room, and my Hall of Fame coach, Tara Vanderveer, who's a legend of the game as well, she says, hey guys, because she's obviously been there a million times, hey guys, do any of you guys know which one is Kobe Bryant's locker? And, you know, the young freshman in me was like, we're all like a scavenger hunting trying to find out which one's Kobe's locker. And so we eventually, like, it's time for us to go out and to have our practice. And she's like, all right, you guys can't find it. Let me just tell you. It's the only locker that has a lock on it. And so at that moment when we're about to leave for practice, I told a couple of my teammates there, Mel Murphy, my sister, Carrie, Blake, and a couple others, like, hey, guys, we win the tournament. I'm leaving a note for Kobe. And so they're like, all right, there goes that crazy freshman again. We go out and practice. A couple days later, we win the tournament. And, of course, I'm one of the last ones to, you know, leave the locker room. I'm there again with Mel, Carrie, my sister. And they're like, Chanae, aren't you going to do it? And I was like, what are you talking about? Aren't you going to leave the note? And I was like, okay. And so I go and leave the note. And I remember we only had one piece of paper that I could find because everyone was yelling at me to get on the bus. And so I ripped off a piece of our scouting report and I write on there, dear Kobe, thank you so much for lending your locker room to us. Really appreciate it. We are rooting for you this season. Sincerely, Chanae Ogwumike of Stanford Women's Basketball. And so my hands couldn't like shove the paper into the small locker crevice. So I used my point guard who had smaller hands and she held it open. And then I shoved the little tiny, like, imagine a nasty stained ripped up note into his locker and we leave. A couple days later, I'm at Stanford. And then after the practice, the final thing is we have a final huddle and everyone is there. We're about to feel like we're about to leave. And then Coach Tara takes a long dramatic pause and says, Chanae. And I was like, oh God, what do I do? Cause I'm always that person that never filled out the form. I always had to go back and respond to an email. I was like, did I just do something to cause my team to run? And so she's like, Chanae, did you leave a note for Kobe Bryant after we won? And I was like, yes, I did. And everyone on our team started jumping up ecstatically. He got the note and he reached out to his trainer who at the time had a connection to Stanford. I think she went to Stanford. And so he got the note and told the trainer to reach out to our coach, got on the phone with her and told, I want you guys to have a great season. Congratulations on winning the tournament. I'm reading for you. Strive for greatness in everything that you do. That's the attention to detail that Kobe Bryant had for a women's basketball player who he did not know a couple of years later would turn out to be a number one pick. And someone that you'd think, oh, normally he'd reach out to, but this is just me, regular schmegular me, a freshman on campus, writing a nasty little note that's torn up, shoving it in his locker, and he had the time and the detail and the empathy to reach out to me, a women's basketball player, meant the world to me. So I didn't even realize that happened, and I called my teammates. I was like, do y'all remember this? And I remember I was talking to them after he passed, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, like, I forgot that happened. That is Kobe Bryant.
It really is incredible to think about just those little moments that, at the time, so many people, when we hear these stories, you never know the impact that it can have, and then here and now to still be something that you hold on to is pretty incredible stuff. It's Chanae Ngolick Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. We're brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers. Just download the DraftKings app and sign up using code CJR, then enter a free football survivor pool. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, coming up here next, we got plenty to get into with the Lakers game coming up tonight, game four of this series, to see if the X factor in all this, Anthony Davis, can keep holding up his end of the bargain in a way that's going to move them on to round two. And we've also got to get a little NFL into our lives. We'll be joined next by the illustrious Mina Kimes, ESPN NFL analyst, fresh Mina. Off of her debut of NFL Live with Dan Orlovsky, Marcus Spears, and Laura Rutledge. We will get to that coming up next, right after this word from DraftKings. Everybody listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who's going to take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways, all you got to do is download the app, sign up using promo code CJR, then enter DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool. It's an easy way to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. And don't forget to check out all the great daily fantasy contests DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code CJR to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for that $1 million cash prize. That's promo code CJR. Get your share, 100 mil, only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Back after this, it's Chanae Ngolick Jr.
Chanae Ngolick Jr., the podcast.
I want the record to show that before the show, Chanae Ogwumike was the one requesting and now mouthing the lyrics to Evanescence as we bump back right here.
Save me.
An incredible song.
Yes, your girl's versatile down here.
This is the early 2000s Americana we want to celebrate around here. It's Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And to keep basking in the glow of early 2000s fun and to talk a little bit of NFL, we're delighted to be joined by our ESPN NFL analyst, Mina Kimes, on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear testing using SAE 5W30. Mina Kimes, fresh off the inaugural version of the new NFL Live. Mina, how we feeling? Were the takes flowing
today?
How
was it?
You know, the takes were flowing. It was my first time in studio since March, so that was a lot of fun. And, you know, as opposed to our blurry Zoom screens, it was nice to be in HD. And it's nice to hear you guys share taste in music. I'd be scared to be in a room with both of you if Titanium comes on. I feel like it would not be pretty.
And listen, you know all too well the results for that. It would get far, far too buck in here. And speaking of that, Mina, before we get on to some things and names that are familiar in the NFL, I do want to touch on the thing everyone's talking about today, Luka Doncic and the shot heard around the world there, because for many people that may not remember, back in 2018, you had a chance to do a large profile piece for ESPN, the magazine, on Luka, and I'm curious, or Luka MFing Doncic, as you have dubbed him on Twitter. I'm curious, what was the thing you noticed then when you got to talk to Luka that shines through the most now about the player he's become already in the NBA?
Well, so when I profiled Luka, he was 19, and I went to Spain twice and watched him play with grown men, which is why we none of this should have come to a surprise as anyone, because dude was dominating the second best league in the world with, you know, grown men. I cannot state that enough. And what struck me then about watching him, not only how skillful he was, what an incredible passer, his basketball IQ, but he was absolutely fearless. That's something you saw if you watched his performance when Slovenia won Eurobasket. There's a sentence I never thought I would get to say and use on the radio with his teammate Goran Dragic. You know, he was not afraid as a kid to take the final shot. And Lord knows we saw, he still does not have that fear.
No fear in the eyes of Luka Doncic at all. So excited to watch that young legend continue to grow in the NBA. Mina Kimes, our ESPN NFL analyst, with us. And Mina, from one legend doing great things to another doing questionable things, what the hell's going on with Earl Thomas right now?
Oh, your segue game. I respect it. You know, I'll tell you this, because there's obviously still details coming out and there's motivations besides getting out their stories and whatnot. The reason you know that things were bad in Baltimore is, well, there's two reasons. There's 15 million reasons, okay, because of the amount of money that they're going to have to pay, even if they get some of that back through for the conduct issue. But then also the fact that Earl Thomas was really good last year. Something that drives me crazy over the last 24 hours is seeing this, like, revisionist history about him being washed and, you know, getting beat on a single rushing play. Dude was a beast in coverage. And, like, you can just go look up his numbers. When he was targeted as the nearest defender, he allowed a passer rating of 21. That's how old Luka Doncic is. That's not a passer rating, okay? Now, granted, he's a free safety. He doesn't get targeted a ton. But he is still extremely good, which should tell you how bad things were in Baltimore just because of how good he was.
Mina Kimes, ESPN NFL analyst, NFL Live host, joining us here on Janae Angola Jr. Now, Mina, I hate that our brain immediately goes here because he's still clearly talented at what he does. Where could be some potential landing spots for him?
For Earl Thomas, well, Dallas is the obvious choice because they've been playing footsie for, well, years now, and they need help in their secondary. And, oh, by the way, Jerry Jones is going to do whatever it takes to win a Super Bowl this year. But a team that should be on the tip of everyone's tongues right now is Cleveland, because it's looking like they lost their starting free safety, the rookie Grant Delpit out of LSU. Reportedly, you know, he did have an injury in practice. Reportedly, it might be an Achilles. That's a very serious situation. Another team that I think, you know, is a viable playoff contender and seriously needs help in their secondary.
Mina, I'm curious now, as we look at the NFL big picture overall, you had the 77 what now proved to be false positives over the weekend, followed up by a rare bit of good PR news for the NFL in their round of testing from August 12th till 20th, with no positive tests among the ranked of players that they tested in that time period, six among the staffers. Is this building towards a place where we actually feel confident about the NFL not only starting but being able to manage this throughout the whole season?
as a rule of thumb, I refuse to say I'm confident and positive about anything in the year 2020, Mike, so I'm not going to go that far, but it certainly is good news. I will say this about the false positive incident with the NFL. If that happens on a Sunday, you're toast. Or not, the whole league's not toast, but certainly some teams would have to postpone games. And I think the NFL has to figure out how they're going to deal with that, because one thing I saw floated was, well, okay, maybe we'll just cut off testing before games. What? No, that's the whole point of testing, is to know if your players are healthy before games. So they got to figure out some solution to stop, another issue like what happened this weekend from happening during the regular season, or they will be in trouble.
You can follow her on Twitter at Mina Kimes. You can watch her on NFL Live alongside Dan Orlovsky, Marcus Spears, and Laura Rutledge. Mina, our ESPN NFL analyst. Thanks for the time, Mina. We'll talk to
you
soon.
Mina.
Appreciate it, guys.
Always great stuff from Mina there. And Mina was a guest we knew we were going to have on today. Really want to celebrate. That NFL Live crew is going to be so much fun to watch at 4 Eastern every day. But it is rare that we have guests that call us asking to get certain things off of their chest. So coming up next in a special round of Keep That Same Energy, we've got an all-time great looking to speak up on the behalf of a recently fired NBA head coach. Chene Angola Jr. reminding you, don't forget to check out ESPN Audio at Home by telling Alexa to play news from ESPN. ESPN Audio at Home is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes, from customization and service to financial assistance. Mercedes-Benz Vans are ready for anything. A special guest keeping that same energy next on Chene Angola Jr.
Chene Angola Jr., the podcast.
Chene Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Mom's
the bars that everyone our age is required to know, right?
I'm forgetting what he wrote down. Okay, you got to tell your story. Maybe we'll save it for tomorrow.
We're going to save that for another day. Coming up tomorrow on Chene Angola Jr., a Lose Yourself story for the ages. Because we got to get to keeping that same energy with our next guest here. And I say guest because normally we don't have guests call in. We got to call them. But we got a special guest. So, Cliff, let everyone know we're going to keep that same energy right now. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chene Angola Jr.
Because here on Chene Angola Jr., when someone calls in, someone with their name hanging up in the rafters for one of the all-time great NBA organizations and wants to get something off of his chest, we allow him that option. So with that, we're delighted.
We pay respect.
We pay respect to the OGs that came before us. And so we're delighted to be joined now by our very own Bruce Bowen, ESPN NBA analyst. And Bruce, you called in and you were very passionate about something. So I want to give you the floor, man. Let us know what's going on. What's on your mind?
I know that there are so many things that we're always talking about, how players get traded and they have to uproot their family and things of that nature. But I want to talk about Brett Brown, because this is someone that I know put in the hours with me after practice, early in the mornings, late at night, for me to be the best that I could be. So when Brett Brown signs on with the Philadelphia 76ers, I know that they're getting a guy who's going to be vested in the process. And we talk about that process in the whole deal of that became the theme for the Philadelphia 76ers. Unfortunately, all players weren't vested in the process. And I can't stand it that a friend of mine has been fired. I understand it's part of the business, but I just have to share this. I know for a fact that that man wanted so much for that Philadelphia organization. He had me come in and speak to the group. And as I spoke to the group, I talked about how you never know what next year is going to hold. And at this time, J.J. Redick was on the team. And J.J., he kind of reiterated what I said as far as, yes, he's absolutely right. We got to take advantage of what's going on right now. This is during the time where Joel Embiid is tweeting, I guess I'm a five man. Look here, man, get your butt on the block and do work. That's all they needed from him. They needed a vested interest from him to be the best that he could be. And unfortunately, they didn't get that. And what happens? Coaches usually get fired when the stars don't show up. I can't stand this, because now someone else will come in, and then they're going to say, oh, wow, you know, this coach just does things so much better. Well, Brown comes from a winning organization. At what time are we going to start holding the players accountable, especially when they have the ability? We're not talking about somebody who can't play. Joel Embiid is a leader there. but he's not the leader that is necessary for that team to be what they should have been this year.
Bruce, we're going to hit you with what our show always hits people with, snaps.
Let them know,
when you tell
Bruce
us how you really feel, we appreciate that, Bruce.
Well, you know, I'm bothered because it happens so much, and you've seen it in the game. It's just so many times the front office will not hold the player accountable. Now, this doesn't go on in Miami. This doesn't go on in San Antonio. And when you have players dictating everything, how are they supposed to do that? They can't. They can't monitor themselves. We're not talking about a player with the mindset of someone like Kobe. This is ridiculous that people lose jobs because of others as far as they're not playing. What was the whole ordeal we saw last year in the Toronto series? He's crying in the hallway. People say he's passionate. Oh, he's really suffering from this. Well, what kind of suffering is it for him to come back this year? This team was underachieving for the most part of the year, but it starts with the stars, and they have to show up. Everybody wants a max contract today, but nobody's willing to put in the time. So now this should be the billboard on every organization. If you want to be the max player, you better not be like this. If you want to be the max player, you better bring the heart and passion of the game here, and no one should have to tell you that you need to play tonight, and you shouldn't be deciding when you play or when you don't. I'm tired of all the nights off. Get out there, earn your money.
If you want to be the max player, you better give me maximum effort. We hear you loud and clear, Bruce Bowen. We appreciate that.
Oh, boy, and now let me just settle down before I faint, because I'm just thankful that I have y'all, because I'm watching this, and so many times people don't go to bat for the coach, and I get it, because they didn't perform at a certain level, that this is what happens. This part of the business. I get that. But now I can say this, because he's no longer a part of that. And so in that, I hope that this is a wake-up call for him to come and show up and take care of his body and be vested in the process of being a top player in this game. He has the talent, but he doesn't have the love right now. And so when you don't have love or something, this is what transpires. People get fired.
It's a tough part of the business. Bruce, we got nothing but love for you, man. We appreciate you calling in.
Thanks,
and taking
Bruce
the time for us. Welcome here anytime, friend. We'll talk to you
all
soon.
All right. Talk to you.
ESPN NBA analyst Bruce Bowen there with some tough words. I mean, you want to talk about keeping that same energy, Chiney, and this is a lot of the questions that now, once you fire the coach, he's right. Everyone else gets put on notice. We see this time and time again in organizations. They're all right, we've gone and cut off the head here, so now everyone else sees that pressure to respond. Do you think this organization, do you think these top couple of players have what it takes to respond in the way Bruce just described?
I think they got what they wanted. They wanted a new leader at top, and it's not fair, because I guess we saw this in the series. There was not maximum effort there. But what we are also seeing in series is, especially with the Miami Heat, teams we don't talk about, can I keep that same energy with them? Because
absolutely,
they have the ability to sweep in the playoffs, and we haven't talked about them or given Jimmy Butler or any of their players some love. So
former 76er Jimmy Butler.
Thank you. Too soon, Julian. Too soon. So, you know, obviously the Miami Heat, they're flying under the radar. We wanted to show them love because they will be coming up next, right?
You know, the Pacers and the Heat will be a part of our coverage right here on ESPN Radio. We know that game is going to tip off at 6:30, and you're right, they have a chance to join the Boston Celtics in sweeping those 76ers. And, man, shout out to Jimmy Butler. Will any player be more vindicated in the way that they've conducted themselves over the last year or so than Jimmy Butler, who got written off going down to Miami only to resurface there and lead that team to where they are now?
It's reminding me of that Kim Kardashian gif of, like, her creeping out through, like, you know, the fort.
Outside the bushes?
Yeah, outside the bushes. Like, what's going on over there? That doesn't seem like my problem.
We'll see if what's going on there is a sweep coming up here soon. Again, keep it right here on ESPN Radio. Coming up next, the Pacers trying to stave off that famous sports word, elimination, at the hands of the Heat. It's Chiney Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Thanks for listening to Chiney Ngola Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.